Tonight, Lily Devon and Lisa Fenner, the young woman Aunt Mary asked Del Shipley to befriend, are chatting as they get into their costumes for the first floor show. Lisa had opened the evening before to a very lukewarm response. In fact, she was so discouraged at her reception that if Lily hadn't used all her powers of persuasion, Lisa would have walked out after that first performance. But Lily convinced her to give it another try. Now, as Lily slips into her rather scant costume, she says,
I like that yellow outfit you're wearing, Lisa. It's even prettier than the one you wore last night.
I'm glad you like it. I thought it might change my luck if I wore a different gown.
Don't worry about changing your luck. You're going to go out there tonight and wow 'em. I feel it in my bones.
I only wish I were as sure as you seem to be.
I've got a lot of faith in my hunches. I could tell you time after time when I've hit it right on the nose.
Really?
Yeah. I'll never forget once when I was down and out. Didn't have a bean. I was in San Francisco.
Oh, I didn't know you'd ever been out on the coast.
Sure. I've been all over the United States.
I love that in San Francisco, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, this place, it was down near Fisherman's Wharf. The Black Kettle, it was called.
Oh, yes, I know that place, but I never worked there.
It's pretty fancy, you know. They put on a good show. And getting an interview was worse than trying to see your old Carol. Well, anyway, this day I was starving. So I walked in about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I said to myself, Sister, you're going to get a job here or else. Well, this guy who owned the place was sitting at the bar having lunch. Well, maybe it was breakfast. Anyway, I started talking. But not about me or the job. About food. This place specialized in all kinds of foreign dishes with fancy names. And somebody tipped me off. This guy was very proud of his chef.
I've eaten there. They do have marvelous food.
Yeah. And the point was, I was feeling pretty darn interested in food at the moment. Besides, I know quite a lot about cooking. Always get a kick out of it. So we started exchanging recipes and stuff. Well, the guy turns out to be a pushover. P.S. I not only got the job, but a terrific meal thrown in while we talked.
Certainly makes you feel good when things like that happen.
You're telling me.
But you see, Lily, things like that just naturally happen to you. You know how to get along with people. You're not shy.
You don't know how I feel underneath. Sometimes I'm scared to death of people. Then I just say to myself, Baby, what have they got that you haven't got? Just get in there and pitch.
I wish I could do that.
You're going to be okay. You just got to have a little faith in yourself. And why shouldn't you have? You're good looking. You're a swell dancer.
That's what worries me. I'm not so sure I am a good dancer.
I'm nuts. That's a lot of malarkey. You're terrific if you'd ever let go. Now listen to me. When you go out there tonight, make up your mind that you're going to go over big. That they're going to bring you back for 3 encores.
I can just see that happening.
You'll see it happen if you go at it right.
Lily, I want to tell you, I think you're wonderful. I know you're saying all these things to pep me up, but the trouble is, I know myself too well.
Is that so?
Yes, really. You're such an honest, frank person. I wish you wouldn't try to make me think I'm okay when I'm not. I feel so guilty about Dell.
Guilty? But for the love of Mike, what for?
Oh, you know, Lily, if one of the acts isn't good, it gets around awfully fast. Business starts to drop off.
Look, why don't you let Dell worry about that? She knows how to run her business.
Oh, yes, but you see, Dell is just being loyal to Aunt Mary because they're friends.
Sure they're friends, but that doesn't mean she doesn't know what's cooking in her own place.
Well, what I mean is, I know Aunt Mary asked Dell to help me, and she's doing her best. But I hate to take advantage of her kindness. I ought to go away.
You're balmy. Why should you do that?
Well, if I just left, went to New York, it wouldn't be Dell's fault. She could tell Aunt Mary I decided to leave, and that would be that.
Honestly, kid, sometimes I'd like to shake you till your teeth rattle. You're such a dope when you talk like that.
Maybe you're right. I guess I am a dope. But I still think that's what I should do. Go somewhere else. Maybe find another partner.
Lily Devon wanted to reply, but she couldn't. It was time for her to go on. But after her act, which as usual got a big hand, she went out in front near the hat check stand to watch Lisa's performance. Doris, the check girl, watched too, leaning on her counter. And after it was over,
well, somebody clapped. Must be a friend of Dell's getting a free feed, huh? Say, have you seen Dell tonight, Lily?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, nothing, but She was looking real elegant. Had on a black dress with a lot of gold stuff in front. Must have set her back plenty.
Belle always looks good to me.
Yeah. She sure knows how to get herself up so she makes the best of what she's got.
Yeah.
You were swell tonight, Lily.
Thanks.
In fact, the new show's the best we've had for ages. Except for that Fenner babe.
What's wrong with her?
Oh, well, gee, you've been around enough to... Well, she goes through the motions all right, but for my dough, she's no dancer.
What do you mean? Lisa Fenner's a darn good dancer.
You can have her.
When you talk like that, you just show your ignorance. You should see the rave she's gotten. All over.
Yeah. That must have been before.
Before what?
Before she got so lousy.
Listen, Doris, I don't like the way you're talking. And Del wouldn't either if she could hear you. What's the idea of running down the show?
I'm not running down the show. Anyway, I don't have to like it if I don't want to. I'm not a slave here, you know. I guess I can express an opinion.
Well, if you were smart, you'd keep your opinions under your hat, or they won't get you into trouble.
Gosh, I can't open my mouth around here. Last night I had a battle with some character who was all hopped up on this Fenner gal.
Well, sure, you can't go shooting off your mouth to every... Wait a minute. Did you say you talked to some guy last night who was pulling for Lisa?
Yeah. Hey, I got all hot and bothered because I said her dancing stinks. Gee, maybe you're right. I better learn to shut up.
You better if you know what's good for you. What kind of guy was he?
Hmm? Oh, the one who sold on Fenner? I don't know. He had a face.
Don't be funny. What did he look like? What did he say?
What's it to you, anyway?
Never mind about that. Give. I'm interested.
Okay. So what has got to do with you? Well, he was tall, dark, wavy, blue hair, blue eyes, built kind of slender.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go on.
What do you want, a hand-painted picture?
Yeah. Tell me everything that happened.
Well, I don't know why I stand for this kind of guff.
You do, though. And you're going to keep right on standing for it, sister.
Okay, well, what else do you want to know?
Just tell me what happened. You can skip your opinions. I'll fill those in for myself.
Okay. Well, this lug was standing here watching the show, see? I was griped anyway because he didn't go in and sit down. Pay a cover charge like a real cash customer.
Supposing he didn't. That's not your department.
Maybe it isn't. I was just thinking for the good of the show business.
All right, so you're noble. Go on.
I will if you'll give me a chance. He was watching Fenner dance, and I was just making conversation. All I said was I thought she wasn't any darn good, or words to that effect. Nothing personal, just that her act stinks. Something like that.
Oh, sure. Nothing personal.
Well, anyways, he practically jumped down my throat. Went into a big routine about what a sweet, lovely, beautiful gal she is.
Really? Is that what he said?
Yeah, sure, and a lot more like it. Said she was a terrific dancer, practically the best in the country. And I didn't know what I was talking about. And so forth, and so on.
He wasn't so dumb.
Well, he didn't have to get so nasty about it. Finally, I got sore, and I said, look, mister, if you think the show's so terrific, why be such a piker hanging around here? Why don't you go in and sit down like a decent citizen? That's when he screamed.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, my little half-wit, I hope it taught you a lesson. Just remember, babes like you should be seen and not heard. And mind your own business.
Like you do, I suppose?
Yeah, it's a rule of mine. Only I'll tell you something. Right now, I'm going to break that rule. In a big way.
Lily Devon left then, feeling very elated and hopeful. She was certain the man Doris had mentioned must be Lance Fenner, Lisa's estranged husband. Lily had an idea, an inspiration. If she could just manage to keep Lisa in Chicago. This might be difficult to do, but she was determined to manage it somehow.